got 1 day to get Sonic the freaking Hedgehog. It's like 1 day, 4 hours, and 8 minutes from now, Sonic the freaking Hedgehog from Jersey Jack Pinball will drop. New Pin Day is always very, very exciting, but this game carries a lot with it. This isn't just another pin. This isn't like Pedretti Gaming doing Tails. This isn't like the next game from the Pinball Brothers. This is the biggest drop, I think, in the last 5 years of pinball. I mean it. I think this is bigger than Potter. I think it's bigger than Beetlejuice. And here's why. The significance of this pin is unlike anything we've ever seen, because this is Steve Ritchie, the king. He's migrated over to Jersey Jack. Elton John was an okay shooter. It was a great shooter, actually. But it wasn't really a theme people got excited about. I was there when Elton John dropped. There was not much excitement. This is so much different. The amount of people excited for this game is incredible. I'm over these teasers. I don't mind them, but I want to see the thing in all of its totality, and I want to share with you and enjoy it as a community at the exact same time. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go over there. When people are like, oh man, they're all going to have content ready to go. I don't care about the content. The best thing you can do is to all see it together at the same time. It would be like this. It would be like showing five of those content creators the end of a movie or the movie before everybody else has seen it. Isn't it more fun to see it with everybody together in the theater? That's what we're going to do. And coverage is going to start tomorrow on YouTube and on Facebook at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I am banking that the game is not going to leak tonight, that they are actually going to reveal the game at noon Eastern time tomorrow. So let's all huddle for a half hour. Let's get excited and let's see this freaking game. I want to be like, move that bus, JJP. Show us this game. But the reason why I think this game is so significant, more than Harry Potter, more than Elton John, is this is the first Steve Ritchie Jersey Jack game that I think is actually going to land with incredible significance. And I think it's going to be the moment in which we finally realize the significance of Steve Ritchie migrating from Stern Pinball over to Jersey Jack Pinball. This is a guy that's been doing this for decades. And clearly he was not happy over at Stern Pinball. Now, Steve made some games at Stern that weren't really like the greatest ever. He also made some of the greatest games ever at Stern. Games like AC/DC, games like Star Trek. People still, to this day, absolutely love those games. Game of Thrones, maybe the worst art package ever. His Star Wars was a miss. He had a bunch of misses in a row, Led Zeppelin. And so what I love about him coming over here is the very simple thing of, does Steve Ritchie have one more masterpiece in the tank? Now, I think he's got more than one masterpiece in the tank. And if my early sort of rumors I'm hearing about this game are accurate, I think this game could be incredible. Incredible fun. It comes with an incredible price, but it could be incredible fun. And here's the thing. We are now witnessing what I think everyone has seen for a while, but now it's unavoidable. That Jersey Jack games are just next level when you put them next to a Stern platform and game. And I mean that. And this is the thing. It's a tale of two companies. Stern scaled up so large that they made Spike 3 a cost-cutting measure. And so Spike 3 as a platform, in a lot of ways,